You are listening to the Campus Life Podcast, where Gary shares his lessons and adventures on campus as a college chaplain and the lead pastor of a collegiate church plant in West Hartford, Connecticut. Gary releases a new episode on the first and last Thursday of each month, but keep an eye out on your email because Gary is known to release bonus content every now and then. Lastly, Gary answers two questions on each episode. You can submit your questions by emailing us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and typing campus life question in the subject line. Now buckle up for this episode of Campus Life.
Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Gary Knighton, and I am a college chaplain and a collegiate pastor. I'm just a college missionary to the University of Hartford. And because of that, I get to help you Hart students find meaningful community, live on mission, and prepare to live a life making an impact on the marketplace for Christ and in the local church. So I love what I get to do. And so I'm so excited today. We're going to be talking about summer orientation events. Now, almost every university in the world has some form of orientation that helps parents and students see what student life is going to be like for them and for their students while they're going to be away at the university. So this is kind of like a time during the year where students go on tour. They get to see the dorms. Some even stay overnight. Like at our university, they stay overnight and they have programming. Also, they receive their class schedule, which is going to be beneficial for you to know in the future. You can check out some things in advance while they have their schedule. This is also a time where they get to meet with financial aid and do some special activities with their peers. But more than that, this is also a time where they get to preview services from like departments like student affairs in sessions. Some name, our university calls it this, resource fair. And each year we are offered a table at this kind of event here at UHART, and we make sure we're there. It's a time where we get to share about the ministry. And so we take advantage of it every year. It's on my to-do list each year. I never miss out on this. And so I want to say to you today, if your campus is offering this type of event at your summer orientation, you need to be there. You need to go. I would advise you to change your schedule, move some things around, get there if you are invited to come. Don't miss that opportunity. If you cannot swing it because of your schedule, get someone to go in your place. I would recommend a student who is a student leader who's deeply involved and responsible, a volunteer who works with you in the ministry, or maybe another pastor from your church that you feel comfortable and knows the layout of the campus and the layout of the ministry. And that's if you can't make it, but at least let someone go. Now, I want to say this. If you're not invited to this type of event and it's happening on your campus, here's what I would recommend. I would recommend that you reach out to whoever is in charge of this event and events like this and see if it's possible for you to get a table and attend. Don't just let these type of events go by. Whatever you do, don't brush it off. It's super important. And I want to give you five reasons why you need to make it a priority in your ministry at the university to attend these types of events. Here is reason number one. You get early contacts. Fall outreach is all about getting contacts for follow-up. The summer resource fairs are another place to get contacts. There it is, a no-brainer. That is the reason why you should go. I got a few more, but that's definitely a leading reason why you should go. It's all about contacts, and this is another place that you get contacts. Now, some might be saying, well, we have the fall kind of block parties and block parties and fairs that we have at the university toward the fall liftoff kind of weekend. But here's why I still would encourage you to do the summer is because there are people that I meet in the summer that I don't see at the resource fair at all. And now, while some of them may not come to my table because they have met me in the summer, I still think it stands to reason that because I hadn't seen them with my own eyes, that I may have never run into them at the fall liftoff events. And so I want to encourage you, please go to those in the summer, because I believe that there's people that you would not have the chance to meet unless you met them at the summer sessions. So that's one of the reasons why I really, really support getting into these summer orientation events, because you're going to meet people that you wouldn't meet in the fall. And so if meeting people is the goal, then you need to be at the summer orientation events because you're meeting people. So the other reason why you need to go here in terms of getting early contacts is because you can start the follow-up sooner. Now, I love this part is because I'm able to plug in with these recruits and get connected with them earlier than the fall, which is really cool. I'm able to talk with them over video chat or on the phone and kind of get to hear their story. And then I get to share a little bit of my story and also see how I can serve them and also how they can get involved in serving others when they get to campus. It's very hard to have those conversations one-on-one like that while the semester is just kind of launching off. I have the slow pace of the summer that I'm allowed to kind of have these more intimate talk with students, and that has been invaluable. I remember one student in particular, I talked to him over the summer. There was an incident that we had on campus. Now, while I hadn't seen him all semester long, because of that contact in the fall, he knew who he could reach out to when he went through a situation later in the spring. And so, yeah, I didn't see him all year, and I didn't see him at the liftoff event, but when crisis came into his life, he knew who he could reach out to. And that's exactly why you need to be going to these summer orientation events. Reason number two is that it's a slower pace environment, and that is going to prove to be beneficial for you. And here's why. The resource fair is a much slower environment than the block parties for clubs and organizations. There are thousands of students at the liftoff events at the fall. I mean, it's just madness. It's controlled chaos, but it's just madness. And as a result, the communications that we have with people are much quicker because we're attempting to engage as many students as possible. Why? Because getting contacts is what it's about, right? We're able to follow up with those students. So we're trying to reach and to engage and interact with as many students as possible to follow up with them later. And so the pace of the resource events are much slower, and they allow me to concentrate on an individual without having to fear that there'll be so many people walking by me if an event, if a conversation runs a little longer than I would like. I'm able to focus on what they're saying. I'm able to provide meaningful feedback and answer any questions and concerns they may have. And that helps to, really push forward and solidify a connection and also leads to them probably following up with me when I send out emails about getting together before the fall semester starts. Also, it's nice because these events tend to be fewer in number. And these resource events come in waves, in tour groups. And so they're kind of staggered. So I don't have every single person at the event in front of me at one time. So consequently, I'm able to take my time with each person again and have more meaningful conversations. So that's reason number two, is because it's a slower paced environment. So let's talk about number three. I really like this one. Number three is about meeting parents, right? So resource events allow me to meet parents, many of which I would not be able to engage with until sometimes graduation or some type of event that draws them to the university, right? I enjoy meeting parents simply because I like for them to see who I am and get a sense of my heart for their students or for the ministry and for the campus. I think it goes a long way because I need parent support, and I need them sometimes to encourage their students to be a part of the ministry. And I feel like if they get to know me, then they wouldn't feel have as much fear around in telling their student to go to a ministry of which they're regularly unfamiliar with, and the person who's doing ministry. Getting to meet me takes away some of that fear. And so I like to meet parents. I also love to meet parents because I'm able to minister to them. Each semester, I'm able to give parents an infographic that has 6 ways that they can partner with Campus Ministry and Faith Fellowship Church to help us keep their students' faith moving forward. A lot of times parents are, you know, oblivious to the dangers of college if they haven't sometimes gone themselves, or maybe we're in a more church-friendly environment when they were going to school. And so now I'm able to, kind of educate them and give them a little bit of resources in ministry. Many parents don't realize and don't know how to impact their student's life when they're not face-to-face with them at home. So they love having this kind of brochure, infographic, kind of rat card as to how they can help and further their student's faith while they're not in front of them. Another thing that I like, and this is good for us as fundraisers, because if you're 9 times out of 10, if you are a collegiate missionary, you are fundraising. So parents also, it also gives me a parent, it also gives me a chance to talk to parents, to recruit them as potential donors to the ministry. This allows me to tell parents about my support page and to show them how a small offering each month can make a significant impact on their students' growth in Christ, and as well as, helping us reach other students. So this stuff is invaluable, getting to meet these parents. I think they would much rather enjoy giving to that end, helping their students' faith grow, than just even paying tuition. So I think we all can agree on that. And so that's reason number 3, we get to meet parents. Reason number 4 is this, increased visibility. Being at the resource fair gives you another opportunity to be visible, and that can never hurt, right? It shows the administration that you take your service to the student body seriously and that you're all in. Also, this gives other people the chance to see you, like students, which is pretty cool. At my university, we have students called Red Caps, and they help the incoming freshmen, incoming first-year students kind of connect and get acclimated during the orientation season. And so they're also hanging around. And so we're able to be visible, and many of them don't know about the ministry, even though they've been there for a while, and we're able to connect with them. I have one little story about that. One of my most committed students today, his name is Dwight. By the way, one of my most committed students here, we met him at a resource event. He is like a valued member of our team. He works here at the campus office, but he was an existing student who hadn't heard much about us yet and was happy to get plugged in. And once he got plugged in, man, he is and continues to be just super faithful. This is a perfect time, to meet students who are, one, leaders, but also who haven't maybe heard about your ministry, who want to get connected. And so if you want to know more about the impact of visibility, episode 1 and season 1 is chock full of that information. So after this one, go back and listen to that, and you'll understand what I mean about increased visibility. If my mouth would work right today, that'd be great. last reason, number 5. This one is short, but I think it's impactful, and that is, it provides an additional opportunity for God to make divine connections. And I think this is huge, because who doesn't need another time, one more time, for God to connect you with the right people, right? Each fair, we pray that God leads us to the right people, people that need the ministry that we provide on campus. We pray for that. And we also pray for God to send us the skills in students that we need to continue the ministry. We're praying for new huddle leaders. We're praying for new prayer intercessors. We're praying for more, people who will lead praise and worship, people who will, just participate in the ministry overall. We're looking for more people to continue the work, because we're in a transient environment. So we're always looking to recruit new people for the upcoming year of ministry. And so let's recap really quick. We're not done, but let's recap. And so the 5 reasons again are you get early contacts. It's a slower paced environment in the summer orientation events. Also, you get to meet parents, and that's invaluable. Number four, you get increased visibility. And number five, additional opportunities for God to make divine connections. And so here's a few things I want to say. Some questions you need to ask yourself and some things that you need to do as a result of hearing this list. The first thing you need to do, you need to ask yourself is this. How does it look to students, the administration, parents, etc., when I don't show up to these types of events? What is it saying about my ministry? What's being communicated about me and about the ministry that might be negative to your longevity and growth and impact on campus? Number two is, what line of thinking keeps you from prioritizing these types of events? What are you thinking now that you heard this list, man? Maybe you had some thoughts about summer orientation that just were false, that just were not helpful to you getting on campus and making these things a priority. So what type of toxic thinking or a bad line of thinking that kept you from getting to these types of events? Number three thing you should do is you attend this if you are invited. You need to go. And if you're not asked to come, inquire about how to be invited, how to be officially there. Number four, a thing you need to do is you need to pray for divine connections. I don't go to any of these events without praying. I don't. Because it's really God who brings people together. Only He can do that. And so I make sure that I'm praying for that stuff, that kind of thing, well before I get there, but definitely once I sit at the table and set up. Number five, what you need to do as well, get contacts and follow up, parents and student alike. Do not forget to follow up. A contact is worthless if you're not going to do anything with it. And the best thing you can do with it is follow up. Okay. A big idea for today is don't miss these opportunities to connect with first year students. If there's opportunities to connect with first year students, especially ones that are in a slower paced environment, you need to do that. So thank you so much for listening today about summer orientations. I think there'll be more on this topic, so stay tuned. And as you know, if you want to reach the world, you have to reach the campus. Bye-bye until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Campus Life. To get the show notes from this episode, be sure to email us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and type show notes in the subject. You can use the show notes to discuss this content with your staff and student leaders. Lastly, if you'd like to financially support Gary on his mission to disciple, develop, and deploy college students so they can influence the culture for Christ for decades to come, visit GaryKnighton.com/H4UH. As always, if you enjoy this content, please share with your friends and on social media. Thanks again for listening to Campus Life.